Town of Ruley, regular meeting for April 8th, 2013, will come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Mr. Niesler, would you lead us in a pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Here.
Councilmember Bushwa.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. Minutes for March the 11th, 2013 are in your package. Do I hear any corrections or do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Rhodes.
Who?
Second by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Minutes of Public Works, I'm not aware of anything. Planning and zoning, consider variance requests for Ray Joffrion, 772 Tulia Street, rear setback from 10 feet, 6 foot, 4 inches. It was presented to the planning commission and they recommended unanimously in favor. It was discussed last week and basically is lining up the shed with what's already existing there. So do I hear a motion or discussion or will?
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Rhodes, second by Mr. Andre, in favor of allowing the setback, the variance. Any further discussion from the audience or from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. All right, consider final plat showing the re-subdivision Lot 1, Lot 1A and Tract JAS 2 into Lot 1A1, Tract JAS 2A and Tract JAS 2B, located in Section 55, Township 8, Range 12, East, Southeast, Land District, West of the Mississippi River, Town of Ruley, Parish of West Baton Rouge, State of Louisiana, 1526 and 1622 Eileen Street for Earl John Saradet et al. And Joseph A. Saradet Jr. et al. All right, basically, it's the same thing we discussed last week in committee, turning two big lots into three lots.
And it meets all the requirements.
Meets all the requirements.
No variance is required.
No variance is required. Everything is on the up and up. The planning commission unanimously voted in favor of it. And with that, I'll.
I move that we grant the.
Move by Ms. Bushwa, second by Mr. Richard. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Oh, we had one comment, a thumbs up. Somebody's in favor of it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
They must have dusted it.
I didn't say that. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. All right, finance committee, I'm not aware of anything. Personnel committee, consider Section 3.2.4 of the employee manual, firearms, explosives, and other weapons. The police department and the town attorney got together and proposed that the wording that's included in your package, which basically says if you're a policeman and you get permission, or if anybody work for the town, you get permission from the police chief in writing, you can carry weapons and explosives. And with that, I'll turn it over to the council for consideration.
And we can note that this has been written by our attorney, so it must meet criteria for being politically correct.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you could say.
I don't know about politically correct.
No, legally correct.
Legally correct.
I won't go that far.
All right, is that's okay with the police department, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you just said something, or somebody said something about, the way I wrote it, it was only applies to police personnel being authorized to carry weapons, so it doesn't.
Well, it doesn't, it's, and with the sole exception of those duly authorized firearms of the town of Ruley, the police department personnel. No, it needs to say town of Ruley personnel.
Personnel, yes.
Because Wayne Delapas carries around a rifle to shoot.
Okay. Well, then neutral.
Neutral, whatever.
And you need to recommend the removal of the two words police department.
I that you brought there.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize that till you...
Yeah, well, I didn't realize it till he brought it to my attention either, so...
Does that just say it's approved by the police department?
Yeah.
It still has to be approved by the...
Yeah, I would like to have that, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be in the midst of approving firearms and explosives and other weapons. I just don't want to do that.
And the ruling personnel as approved by the...
Yeah.
Ruling?
Good catch.
Chief of Police. Okay, I'll make that motion.
Move by Ms. Boudoir.
Second.
Second by Ms. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. That's, of course, within the meaning of the two words, police department. Next is recreation, I'm not aware of anything. We talked about a mural later.
I'm put under governor.
Police committee, do we have anything, police committee?
Police committee. Any report on that? Police committee.
Never mind. Governmental affairs committee, I'm not aware of anything.
That's where...
No, that's where we're going to do that?
Mural.
All right.
You may have noticed that Alexander Park on the wall pavilion that faces West St. Francis Street, a mural is being executed. When that was in the beginning stages, this is how it looks now. This is being funded as a beautification project by Keep West Baton Rouge Beautiful through grant funds. And Lady Kimberly Kennedy, who's gifted art teacher for the middle school, is supervising that, and she is having former gifted art students from Brule High doing the work. They're college students now, and they're coming on their free time, and they got the sketch approved by the mayor and a committee.
No, they just showed it to me.
Well, a committee approved the sketch, and it really, I mean...
The mural comes out, came out a lot better than the sketch, I can tell you.
Yeah.
It really looks nice.
We're going to do something about the air conditioning thing.
That's 3D.
3D. But they still have to do the lettering on the sign by the back Brule oak tree. That's why they have that blank, so they have those details to fill in, and they're going to put Sinclair, write Sinclair on the stack of the finery. And we think that having the rocks by the base of the tree, the rocks were already there at the pavilion base, but the rocks by the base of the tree makes it look, keeping with the oak tree site. So that's a good addition to our community.
Carlin and I yesterday learned after church that Sinclair has hired a company to come in and completely clean the stack and put the letters back, you know, plastered. It's going to be snow white when they finish.
Right, we put out the heat, so that's...
Yeah, so they're going to clean it up real nice, and they're going to get it just figured out. Nothing to worry about, so...
So we will make sure that the art teacher and the student and the artist sign their names. I don't know the names of the students.
All right, thank you. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, there are none. Hearing and final action ordinances, there are none. Introduction of ordinances, who would use the feet? Somebody like to introduce that? Shane? Andre? Resolutions and commendations, the DEQ environmental audit. And I know each of you, because it's your duty, have thoroughly studied every page of the audit, right? Right, yeah, right.
That's amazing, that's some good reading.
Yeah, I got you.
John and Sonny.
All right, do I hear a motion?
I'll do that.
Move by Ms. Boudoir.
I'll say it.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any comment, any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Court reports, fire department.
Fire calls for months of March. First stage, we had 11 inside the town. Outside the town, we had 18. Public assist, we had 1. Fires inside the town, we had 0. Outside, we had 0. Smoke detector activation, we had 4. Had a smoke scare. Had a trash fire. Two motor vehicle crashes. One EMS call to Addis on a mutual aid. And for the month, we had 39. For the year, we had 95.
Any questions or comments? Chief? Thank you, chief. Next, police department.
For the month of March 2013, we had
11 crashes, we had executed four bench warrants, they were all in Bruin. We had one disturbing the peace, we had one simple burglary, we had five alarms, and we had five assisting other agencies, West Baton Rouge and Addis. We had two drug arrests, we had four juvenile matters, eight traffic arrests, 14 miscellaneous calls, and a total of 55 calls, 284 citations were written, with 345 violations.
Any questions? Comments? Okay, correspondence, I have none. Mayor's report. Most important thing is the school tax passed $11.50 to $3.50 basically Saturday, so that's a good thing. Some of these are repeats from last week, but I'll say for the record, we hosted partnership with Addis, we hosted a CRPC quarterly meeting in Addis a couple of weeks ago. We got a grant from the a group of safety people at the plants, and we hope with that grant we were able to buy emergency lights for our truck. And I'm telling you, those lights, I turned the corner, they were bright daylight, and they almost blinded me. They are really effective, so it's a good safety item. As of last week, we had 27 building permits so far, and I signed at least three or four more today, so we're over 30, I'm sure, of building permits, and they're coming fast and furious. And the contractor out at Orleans West laid the asphalt today. We had the roof roll Thursday, and he laid asphalt today. So I expect that to be coming to you next month, the final plat for phase two. There are new signs at the corner of St. Francis Street and the highway, nice big blue ones, 1 foot high, so you don't notice that. Chamber monthly meeting was held, and the legislative delegation spoke, and I thought it was kind of funny today with Governor General withdrawing his tax package, that one of the senators there was saying there was no major group anywhere who came out in favor of it, which is not a good sign. Well, it turns out it wasn't a good sign, but then he pulled the whole thing today, is what I understand. And Ms. Bourgeois already talked about the mural, so that's all I have. Any remarks of personal privilege? Anyone? Bob, I have a meeting notice in place to meet with Jason and Pee Wee relative to Tonton Canal. I haven't gotten an update, I haven't gotten any feedback since the last time we met many months ago, so I put that on an agenda, and I just sent it to him. I said I want to meet with him. They keep saying that we're going to talk about it, but we never actually get down to it. So I put out a meeting agenda, and I'm waiting for a response from next week. You know, I want to meet with them. Well, no, this week, actually. This week. So we'll see. But it needs to, until we get another rain, nobody's going to care. I want to find out where we're at on that.
That was at least a year and a half ago that we had meeting in Port Allen, or was that venue?
Well, yeah, we've had some since then, but it's been a long time since. And the last, after the study was done, it was supposed to go back and get some more data to maybe confirm that the water, if they clean out that other canal, that it would help more than what they're showing. But I haven't got any feedback.
Let me ask a question. Did you ever say anything about the levee, the condition of our levee down there?
No, that's the levee board, and nobody ever talks about that.
Because they talk about all that water coming
up. I asked them, when the water was coming up last time, I asked them, I said, you know, everybody keeps talking about the levee elevations and all. Is the levee at the same elevation now as when they built it? And the guy said, oh, yeah, we checked it like a year ago, 2 years ago. Yeah, don't worry about it. I said, all right, whatever you say.
You've been on the levee lately? The water's at the bottom of the levee now.
Yeah.
Well, they got them big dump trucks running on it now.
All kinds of stuff running on it, yeah. But anyway, no, they claim that it's at the elevation when they built it.
1930.
Yeah, 30.
We anticipate some of that coming to the board area working on the tails off of one building.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to rebuild that structure on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, we got about 12 big drag lines trying to wrap up. And don't think they're gonna make it.
And when I passed there last time, wasn't that long ago, they had a bunch of sediment to clear out of there, man, it piled up. It must be some good stuff.
They've been pouring some of the big stuff in the bottom.
But you could grow some tomatoes and that stuff. All right, anybody else, remarks, personal privilege? Okay, announcements, landmark heritage meeting at, on April 15th at 6:30 here.
Here, in the chamber.
Oh, in the chamber, oh, wow, good. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Andre?
Second.
Second, Mr. Neese, all in favor, say aye. All opposed, nay, aye.